This Christmas, get ready for something truly magical as Yule Fest Kilkenny proudly presents the Irish debut of Starlight by Lux Morales, a 360-degree immersive light and sound show bringing you on a powerful journey into the heart of Christmas. For 8 spectacular nights from December 14th to 21st, the show will transform St. Canice's Cathedral into a breathtaking immersive world of sound and light. This is a Christmas event not to be missed. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours now at yulefestkilkenny.ie.
This is Spin's Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spin's Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Fiona's getting married in less than half an hour.
I know, and you're thinking, what the... Have I gone back 3 weeks in time? No. She got married again. New fella this time.
It's over already. She didn't even get the divorce. What's it called when you just annul the marriage?
She got married, she got the honeymoon, she got the divorce, she got the first date.
She got the
baby. She got married again.
Presents.
Yeah.
She got the presents, and then she got pregnant. She was like, do you know what? See us.
I wonder if anyone has... No, because it definitely has happened even in the celeb world. Someone's got married and then 3 weeks later they'll be like, yeah, no, this is...
Kim Kardashian's marriage like lasted, what, like 90 70, days
yeah.
or something? Was
yeah,
it?
Was it actually...
Or was it 70 90? Days? I don't actually remember. It was something crazy.
Anyway. No, Fiona, basically, just to be totally clear, it wasn't officially married on the day because she didn't know she had to sign the green book.
It was a bit of theatre.
Yes. Whereas today is all the legal boring stuff. Yeah. We've signed the dotted
line. Sign the green book,
Do you know what? I appreciate it wasn't on the day because it takes forever. Do you ever notice when you go to a wedding and they do the legal there? They're gone for ages.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go back and actually sign up and do the kind of like, I'd say it takes the crack out of it, you know, and sign this and...
I've seen people do it in the church, like, and they do like, they'd be taking ages signing stuff, like signing papers
or
whatever.
Sometimes they have to go off down the back then and do it for a
very
while.
Official.
Yeah,
very
official. It is. It definitely takes the magic.
Would you
out
like to get married in a church?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Would you like to get married
the
in church, Callum?
You always kind of imagine it because
really.
That's what you were used to growing up.
Yeah,
like,
I'd like to get married.
I'd like an outside wedding, but like not abroad.
Yeah.
I get that.
I've decided we were only so funny.
Have it abroad if you don't want people to go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting married in where Jack's from.
York?
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, it's very quaint English
town. Nice,
it's though, not like he. We say that he's from Leeds, but he's...
You'd be getting married in a Protestant church, though.
I wouldn't get married in a church.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
It all would depend on how my granny is and if she could fly.
I genuinely, totally, for a second there, swear on my life, forgot planes existed. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Phyllis will just sprout
if
wings.
She can fly. Like, all I was picturing of was
she
Phyllis
fly.
With wings.
It's funny, yeah. I actually genuinely wouldn't mind. Like, it's really nice over there.
Yeah.
It's very pretty.
Very
I feel
nice.
Like the weather's always a bit better over there as well.
I haven't been up that part of the world in ages. I'd love to go to like York and that kind of stuff again.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's cheap enough. Like if you gave people enough notice, they should be able to get a flight for like 30 quid return.
But they like the Irish there, don't they?
Yeah.
Everyone loves the Irish in the UK. It's
Do they,
the
yeah?
English coming over here that
yeah,
no one
yeah,
likes.
Fair enough.
Which is fair enough.
Go on, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, what's the crap?
Hey, good morning, what's happening?
Em and Dave this morning. Fiona's off to legally get married.
Oh my God.
It was all just performance art.
Are you serious? That was theatre?
Yeah, that was just theatre.
This is a load of crap. What was the point? What did I give her a present for?
Today is the day. She'll legally be a wife. A couple of things yesterday I did after each other that weren't a good idea to do after each other.
Oh, you ate and then you jumped in the pool?
No, worse.
Okay.
I went and got a BBL.
Brazilian bum lift.
Nope.
Yeah, that's what she got, ladies and gentlemen. And now here is a song.
Here's my big arse. No, I didn't get a Brazilian bum lift. I got whatever the BBL stands for when you get a facial. And the aftercare for that is it's very hot kind of lasery lights that go into your skin and just loads of wondrous things.
Is a BBL like needled?
No, there's no needles involved. It's
just
not that
like
invasive.
A massage.
No. No one's massaging. It's like a machine basically, and it kind of stabs. But when I say stabs, it doesn't actually go through the skin. Like quite hot little flicks through your skin. So, for example, if you suffered with acne and you've got acne scars, for example, if you've loads of redness or like aging spots, it does all that for you. Anyway,
okay.
So I went and got that.
You're really brave for talking about that.
Thank you so much. As soon as it was over, I was like, right, okay, going over there. I badly needed a shower, right?
Okay.
I got a shower and I get home. She says, no showering till tomorrow.
Oh no.
So number one, I absolutely stink today. So I, even this morning, she was like 24 hours. Okay. I can't shower till 2 o'clock.
Today. Why? Because the things are getting the pores.
It'll undo it. Yeah. It'll,
stop touching it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I'm touching
You're
it.
You're surely not meant to touch
and
it
then,
either.
And then you notice what's going on here. Then I decided to go home and paint.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I'm absolutely lathered. You have
white paint all over you.
And my new nails have just recently, girl problems, my nails have recently been done and they're wrecked with paint. I was painting an old rotten mirror on the outside, obviously. And now, again, I try my best washing my hands. But I've always appeared in work a little bit scaldy looking, but this is probably my worst.
I kind of think you look kind of cool. You look like the builders downstairs. Like you're just
Who
you're one of them.
Stinks a little.
No, you don't. They don't. I'm sure they don't stink, but they're
the
covered in paint.
Stink, but I'm just one of them. But I am someone then who smells.
Stop touching your face.
Sorry. That is new from Katy Perry. Sounds like the Katy Perry when I was a teenager.
Yeah, it does. I like it. I think it's decent.
It's called Band-Aids. You're listening to Spin.
I found a story this morning that I wanted to bring to the show. And then I found another story that had the same kind of theme to the first story I found. And then I found another story that had the same kind of theme to the first and second story I found. So I have three stories along with the same theme. And what do? When we have three stories with the same theme? Stranger Things.
Whoa. Here we go.
Yeah, we are in Stranger Things land.
Let's do this thing.
Stranger Things season 5. It's become Netflix's biggest ever launch for an English language series, pulling in 59.6 million views in its first 5 days.
Wow, is it that popular?
Yeah,
ranking
as the third largest debut of any show on the platform. I've watched it. It's a decent storyline. It's just the way they talk is just so cringe,
mm-hmm.
and it's just so American.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like points at random points throughout the series. They'll just be like, "Oh, I need a Gatorade."
Oh no, that's really.
And it's just an ad. The whole thing's an ad. Like,
is it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Can I ask? You reckon people are just sticking it out because they're like, "I started it, I'll finish it."
That's what I'm doing. So the surge in interest was strong enough that all four previous seasons climbed back into Netflix's global top 10 as a new and returning viewers revisited the story ahead of the final episodes. So the new season was released in 3 different parts. Initially, dropped the first 4 episodes last Friday. There's another 3 episodes arriving on Christmas Day, and the final episode is going to be on December 31st. It's going to be over 2 hours long, and even in America some cinemas are going to show it.
2 hours long for an episode?
Yeah, there you go.
That's kind of incredible. That's good value for your for
yeah
your book.
I know, but you're also going to like, just wrap it up, people. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Can I ask anything going on with David Harbour on the back of the Lily Allen album? If you don't know, obviously Lily Allen released that cutting album about her ex David Harbour, who was one of the stars of Stranger Things, right before he went on the press tour for this thing.
From what I'm seeing, it's just press about Stranger Things,
right?
It's not really anything about Lily Allen.
I'm sure
if he was asked he wouldn't answer.
Exactly. I'm sure interviewers are told don't even think about bringing up Lily Allen. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to the second story in Stranger Things corner. Stranger Things was nearly called something else and filmed somewhere else. After working on M. Night Shyamalan's Fox series Wayward Pines, the Duffer brothers, who created Stranger Things, came up with the concept, but they initially called it Montauk. Right? They said, "We liked Montauk because we liked the coastal setting, and Montauk was the basis for Amity, and Jaws is probably our favourite movie. So I thought that would be really cool." Mm. Montauk is obviously that place up in New York, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's in New York, I'm pretty sure. But unfortunately for them, it was going to be impossible to shoot in and around Long Island, which is where they wanted to shoot it, in the wintertime. They said it would be miserable and expensive.
Yeah, fair.
Atlanta ultimately became the home base for production, and they later settled on Stranger Things.
Okay.
So there you go.
Montauk, not the most enticing. You don't
really
know much about what's going on, but hey, I suppose look, I would have kicked off anyway. But Stranger Things, there's something kind of enticing about it all.
There was, I feel like, 6 years ago, or maybe in 2016 when it launched, but like
2016.
Yeah, 2016. Like, it's just been going on for
ages.
Would
I like it? No, I wouldn't, would I?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's also too much of an investment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? A commitment, yeah. And lastly, on Stranger Things Corner, the Duffer brothers, who are the ones who created Stranger Things, they've confirmed that while the live-action Stranger Things storyline is going to finish with Season 5, the show's world won't disappear. Netflix is developing an animated spin-off called Stranger Things Tales from 85 that reimagines the core Hawkins gang in winter 1985 and sends them into new supernatural mysteries and monsters. So the creators say the animation gives them near limitless creative freedom to explore ideas that wouldn't fit in live action. So although the original series and original series will end, the Upside Down will return into a very different form for fans to revisit. The reason they're doing this is because the Stranger Things storyline is supposed to be across 5 years.
Okay.
Weathers, it's starting 2016. 2026 is next year, and the literally the last day of 2025 is when the season finale.
Right,
comes,
okay,
you know what I mean? So it's like it's 10 years.
Too long. And also, I've seen like the before and afters. You know, they sometimes like these big sites put up the actors when they launched 2016 versus now. And they're still meant to be kids, I think, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They're so meant to be 15. You're like, you're 22. You have a kid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Millie you have Bobby, a kid yourself. Millie Bon Bon now.
Yeah, she's changed now. Yeah.
So there you go. There's Stranger Things Corner. Hope you enjoyed. And if you don't like Stranger Things, you will not have enjoyed that.
Are you someone who's so like into it that like when they launch, what did you say, the 23rd, the next four are the coming out?
I think it's Christmas Day is the next three.
Would you be like, oh, I can't have me turkey. I have to watch Stranger Things?
No, but I will watch it like probably during the day while everyone's just kind of chilling around waiting for dinner.
I saw the when the volume one of the last season just came out. It was released at 1 o'clock in the morning, and Matthews, who is doing the show after us on Spin this morning, covering for Michaela, was up all to night. Watch it all night. He didn't all night, and I've just looked at like the episodes. There was only one episode in this entire block that is less than an hour long.
Yeah, wow. Poor Matthews. We need to get him a girlfriend, man.
The only time I ever stayed up to watch a show all night was Normal People.
Nice.
I genuinely didn't sleep. I went to work. I was like, no, next episode, next episode. This is breaking my heart. Disco Lines, Tina Shea now. This is Spin.
Spin's Fully Charged.
Recharged.
It's Mariah Carey, and All I Want for Christmas Is You on Spin. Morning.
Good morning. Don't forget Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs happening, the Sugar Club, December 10th. Tickets are sold out, but you can win them on this very show. We're going to be giving you the opportunity to do that before 8:30 this morning.
Now, I'm going to bring something to the show this morning that kind of landed on my lap just last night. I think I was looking last night for a password for something, my Ticketmaster password. Anyway, as I was searching in random numbers, I came across what I describe as a bit of a gem. Dave, you're going to hate this much. Okay. I discovered an article I kind of wrote for myself at the age of 22, okay?
An article you wrote for yourself.
Yeah, like something I was just spitballing one night in my notes folder. I still remember writing it. I used to live with my granny and I was in bed at her house, couldn't sleep. I was 22 years old, which means this was written in 2015. Okay. This is 10 years ago.
Were you writing it for the radio station we both used to work for?
I wasn't. I think I was just writing it for me.
You were going to be a writer.
I was just having a hard time that time.
God.
And I was finding being 22 very, very difficult.
Oh, no.
So I'd like to walk you through. 22 is a strange age. Taylor Swift shites on about how great it is and how it'll all be all right if we're dancing like we're 22, etc, etc. But the reality is, 22 is a crap age. I'm 22 and I can't dance for shite. It's no man's land. You don't have a cent left from your 21st money that you promised yourself you've put into a savings account and actually blew in pennies on Boohoo, etc. And you've a long way to go until your 30th too. Not only that, but 22 means you're getting bloody old. It's been so long since you had teen at the end of your age, and you now look at photos of yourself at 19 on Facebook and think you looked cute in a heartfelt, wasn't I lovely when I was young kind of way. With that in mind, here's 22 things that 22-year-olds, I feel, struggle with.
Oh my God.
Was that just the introduction?
That was the intro.
God, I've wanted to do something on this show where one of you reads your diaries for years, and I'm glad that you found this, but I'm even, like, I hate that this is you.
I know, I hate myself, the way I spoke, yeah.
I suppose it's article speak, but like...
But it's just maybe, I didn't necessarily want to publish, it's just how I felt that day.
Yeah.
Oh. Bills is number one, guys.
Bills.
Typical life hack, fair enough, but sweet Jesus, where does it end? You've just gotten top of the ESB and then the gas arrives. Not to mind the bloody Wi-Fi your housemates got in while you're already on an unlimited phone plan, which is already costing you a fortune. Ugh. What happened to my main expense being sweets, cans of Coke, saving for the next pair of Air Max and phone credits to text all the boyos? Sigh.
All the boyos.
Sigh. Both shrug.
Oh my God. Just like, I just know. The thing about this is I know you were like, this is...
genius.
So relatable. Yeah,
that's exactly how I felt. Number two, bear in mind we've 22 to get through.
Also, no 22, we are not getting through 22. But I said, there's no way, there's no way you weren't expecting this to go somewhere.
I swear on my life, I have not seen this in 10 years.
But you should have put it forward. It definitely would have been printed. And you would have got it. You would have got like a monthly thing in like, I don't know, the Waterford News and Star or something.
Send it to the Herald. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll print it.
Number two, nothing lasts forever.
At 22, imagine being this depressed. If I was 22, I'd be running naked down Grafton Street. I'd be like, literally, look at me. Look at me. Look how beautiful and lovely and young I am. And you're there going, life is over. 22.
22 also sucks because you're beginning to realise that the group of friends you played spin the bottle with in a hayfield and hunt at 1 a.m. in GA fields are moving on with their lives. They're not around to hang out every random Tuesday. You're starting to notice that getting a group of four together is difficult. Not to mind the clan of 15 who hung out together back in the good days. See what I mean? Only old people say that. Facebook shocks you with their... Facebook updates you of their progress in work, relationship statuses, etc. No matter how many times you see something new on their profile, you hate that you just didn't hear it from the horse's mouth. You have to remind yourself that you don't live in the same town anymore and it's okay not to be in contact as much. You try to convince yourself that you all still will be best friends forever. Life somehow stops simplistic and innocent reunions from happening. You can't help be totally jealous of all their new buddies and their pics. You find yourself saying, sure, I'll see them over Christmas. Shudder. Is this my life now? One more. Do we have enough for today? We have enough for today.
I have enough for the year. Can we go back to it next year? Oh, mother of God.
I know.
I just want to meet 22-year-old you and be like, everything is all right.
Well, do you know what I'm thinking? It'll probably take us weeks to get through the 22 of these because they're tough going. I'll then write a 32 list for being 32.
I don't, yeah.
No. So guys, we're going to get about a year out of this, okay?
I would like to hear three more every week.
But that's enough for today.
Yeah, that's definitely enough for today.
Will I give you a teaser of what's to come next?
Give us the headline.
The headline for number three is, you dread waking up to your daily Facebook memory.
Oh my God. First world problems.
Number four is you and your parents are now great friends.
Oh wow.
So it starts to get a little bit more positive, guys, okay?
I'm 30, I'm waiting for me and my parents to be friends.
Here's MK, this is Come Find Me. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Grinch and Fiona. Hello. The Grinch, aka Mr. David Hammond. No, the actual Hello. Grinch himself. He's causing a lot of mayhem in McDonald's all across this Christmas, launching his own exclusive Grinch meal. Gherkin-flavoured fries. I'd say it's kind of good, to be honest with you.
Lovely.
And a pair of odd socks as well. Where can you get them, Grinch?
Hooville.
Sorry?
Holiday Hoobie Waddy. You can get them in Hooville. Or McDonald's. You can get them in restaurants while stock last. Or direct to your home via McDelivery. Lovely. It doesn't reach me up the top of the mountain, though.
The Grinch has somehow managed to worm his way into Spin. And
the thing I love about doing the show is you do literally the bare minimum. Like, literally not even anything remotely sounding like the Grinch, but just slightly less different. Just slightly different to what I usually am. And people are like, that's excellent.
I really enjoy that. You're a very good Grinch.
Nice, yeah, thanks. Maybe he'll return.
Maybe so. 200 euro cash to go this morning. Craig is on to give this a lash. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good morning. Not too bad. Where are you off to, Craig?
I'm on the way into the office. So just on the Blessington Road all the way into town.
And how is the traffic?
Absolutely wonderful.
Oh. Yeah. Said with just enough sarcasm. We love it.
Exactly. Yeah. Craig, what's work for you today?
I work in sponsorship, so a bit of a fun gig.
Interesting. It does sound like a fun gig. You should have worked on this because the Grinch, I'd love to know how he's found this 200 euro cash from McDonald's. I wonder, did he steal it from the people down in Whoville or what has he done? But that is what we have for grabs, 200 euro cash. But you have to finish the lyrics that the Grinch has stole out of a certain song. You heard the song. Take it away, Craig.
Oh, don't you stay, it's the final kick.
Oh, won't you stay another day, it's the
final kick. Craig, I didn't even know if that was the right answer. So congratulations, well done.
I like that you added in the don't you say it's the final, you know what I mean? Don't say it's the final, because easy to make a mistake on, isn't it?
Very good.
You smashed it. You've won 200 euro cash, all but thanks to McDonald's. Would you like to hear from the Grinch himself this morning as an extra treat?
Sure thing, absolutely.
Okay, Craig, I have a very busy day. 4 o'clock, wallow and shelf pretty. 4:30, stare into the abyss. 5 o'clock, solve world hunger. Tell no one. 5:30, jazzercise. 6:30, dinner with me. I can't cancel that again. At 7 o'clock, wrestle with my self-loathing. I'm booked.
I've lost it halfway through. I kind of sound like Mr. Bean, but you got the vibe, Craig. I'm booked.
No, smashed it.
Thanks, Craig. Have a great day.
See you, Craig.
Have a good one, guys. Have a good one. Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
I want to redeem myself. Because you know what I hated? Do you know what I felt about that impression? Mm. Hurt.
But
double hurt.
Loathe entirely.
That was good. I'm all toasty inside. And I'm leaking. Gone back to Mr. Bean.
Bean.
When can we hear from the Grinch again?
Tomorrow at 9:30.
That was Mr. Bean telling you when you can hear the Grinch.
Miles Smith now. This is Spin. Miles Smith and Stay If You Want to Dance. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Hey, what's going on?
I've become one of those really, really annoying pet owners and I actually don't care anymore. I'm just leaning into it completely. Seamus now has for Christmas a Christmas jumper, a Christmas bow and his first ever coat arrived. And we're a week into the coat and he waits for it to be put on now before he leaves the house.
Sorry, you got your dog Christmas clothes?
I did, yeah.
I'm obsessed. What happened to that? Like, why did my mom stop buying me Christmas clothes?
I know.
Have you seen that Darren and Amy thing, the Darren on the Conway's podcast? And it's so good. Darren and Amy Conway do a podcast together and Darren was like, or Amy was talking about Darren saying, oh, I might get Manchester United like pajamas for me Christmas clothes. Amy's there going, you're 32. You're not getting Christmas clothes.
Do you remember that? Yeah,
I was like on his side though. I was like, oh, are you not meant to get Christmas clothes? Last year I got a coat I wore for Christmas dinner. I was like, yeah, it's been Christmas clothes. Like,
it'd be Christmas clothes. Yeah. And you remember like your mom would have you like dressed for mass and all that, and you'd be like, do not wear that's your Christmas day clothes.
But like, which is mad. Producer Callum doesn't get out of his pajamas for the whole of Christmas day.
I brought my girlfriend Linda a jumper for Christmas. It was a Christmas jumper and she was like, I'm going to save this for Christmas day. And I'm like, I don't get changed out of my... I wear the same thing from waking up to going to sleep.
Does your mom buy you the pyjamas?
No.
Does your mom stay in her pyjamas?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah. I know it's just the two of you, but like... I know like who you're dressing up for, but like who am I dressing up for when I go down for Christmas Day? Like my brother. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
So my dog has Christmas clothes. Yeah.
It's your dog is going to be better dressed for Christmas than Callum.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Morning, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm not well, to be honest. Do you know why?
Of course.
Do you know what I'm annoyed at?
What?
So I just really, really, just fallen off this year.
Oh,
Sydney Sweeney. She's just the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, she's just the
what
worst.
What don't you like about her now?
Well, first off, I don't know if you saw her. She was on Fallon tonight. Oh, Jimmy Fallon. Oh my God, it was the cringiest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like,
it was so bad. Basically, Fallon decided to play this game with her called What's Behind Me, right? So Sydney Sweeney's sitting in a chair and there was something going on behind her and he had to describe without using certain words or whatever what was going on behind her. What was going on was three giant labubus were doing the 6-7 trend at a McDonald's drive-thru, right?
Okay.
And so he had to describe what she was going. Worst game ever, by the way. Like,
sucks.
Just so boring. Like, it's terrible. But she refused to say 6-7 because I think she thought it was like filthy or something. She's like, I can't say that.
And no, Jimmy's darling, like, that's 6-9.
Yeah, and Jimmy's like, no, just like. He just goes, minus two off whatever you're thinking. She was like, yeah, no, I know what it is. She was like, but I can't say that. And he was like, why? Like, what do you think 6-7 is, you tick? Just. It was so annoying. She's so weird. And I just didn't understand the point of the game.
Do you know what I am, right? And I hope she's a nice person. Maybe she is. I'm just sick of her being all over my feed.
Yeah, no, honestly.
If I see her lovely boobies one more time.
They're not even, I don't know. They've completely like, did you ever see someone?
Everyone's boobies are lovely, Dave.
Yeah, sure. But they've like Mar-a-Lago'd her. Like, she looks so Republican. Like, she looks so
she
belongs in Mar-a-Lago with Trump. Like, did you see her yesterday on Jimmy Fallon with the red dress and the short bob hair? Like, she looks like a Republican villain in America. She looks scary.
Yeah.
There's nothing hot about her. She's just terrifying.
That herself and Zendaya had some kind of
issues. Fallen out.
Obviously, they've been filming the next season of Euphoria together and their political like beliefs are so conflicted and so different that I think it's caused a little bit of hassle on set, according to a headline I read at an investigative
yeah,
very well.
It's just
anyway.
Kind of bizarre.
Yeah,
yeah. She's really fallen off, and I don't know how she keeps getting movie deals. Well, I do. I know two reasons.
Spins fully charged. Recharged. It's Calvin Harris, Jessie Reyes and Ocean. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Fiona's away today because guess what? She's actually getting married today.
Yeah, she was lying to us all along.
She's signing the dotted line this morning. Tricky, tricky, tricky. Right now though, let's do this. We do this every single morning at 10 past 8 and it's a bit of crack. We'd like you to get involved.
Please.
It's fun. And who's getting involved this morning is Susan. What are you up to?
Just heading into work now.
What do you do?
Young lad in school.
Very good. What do you do, Susan?
I work in the Art Cinema in Navan.
In Navan, very good. I was going to say I detect an accent on you, Susan. Are you from Navan?
No, I'm actually from Castletown in Meath.
Oh, very good.
I'm a Meath man as well.
I think
Susan.
It's amazing. So sorry, the cinema's opening at this hour of the morning.
No, well, I go into cleaning.
Yeah.
Woman.
I hear
very
you.
Very good.
And because you're in there as staff, do you get to kind of get a few sneaky screenings on your own, or?
We usually get free complimentary tickets. Yeah, every week.
Lovely.
So great.
Nice.
Susan, do you want to know my favourite thing about Navan? And maybe you can guess it before I tell you.
I don't know, probably the central in Navan.
I haven't been there, but my favourite thing about Navan is it's spelt the same backwards as it is forwards.
Like Hannah.
Like Hannah. That's my favourite thing. Now, Susan, isn't your life just better now knowing that?
A palindrome.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
All
that's
right.
Our word of the day in this morning's show, palindrome, meaning when a word is spelled the same, when you spell it backwards or forwards.
That's
like,
it.
Anything else come to mind?
Race car.
That's weird.
It's a good one, isn't it?
I didn't know that.
Susan, isn't your life just better now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Listen, no fun facts for Susan, but maybe there is a fuzzy charged snooty up for grabs. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Susan. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so if you don't know it, take your time and then give it a guess. All right, just make sure, give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win that brand new fuzzy charged snooty to get cosy this winter. On the top of the leaderboard this week is a very tough score from Alan with 9. He got it in 54.09 seconds.
It's okay.
But Susan, I believe in you. You
so
can do
I.
it. You now know what a palindrome is. That might not come up, but you know, listen, you now know. So Emma's going to ask your question. Susan, the very best of luck.
Rooting for
thanks,
you.
I need it.
You here
don't.
We go, Susan. Let's kick this off in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. The name of the after dinner mint chocolate is called an after what?
After A.
How many children do David and Victoria Beckham have?
3.
Moses collected how many commandments?
Say that again.
Moses collected how many commandments?
10.
How many letters are there in the word circuit?
Six.
Lou Bega had a late 90s hit called Mambo Number
5.
In the One for Sorrow nursery rhyme about magpies, how many is for a girl?
3.
How many goals were scored in the Fulham Man City match last night?
Oh God, 2.
A singer that has success with a single song is called a what hit wonder?
One hit wonder.
The Swan Centre is in which Dublin postal district?
2.
Stop the clock. Well, this clock has stopped, should I say. Wow, Susan, I think you did incredibly well.
Susan, how do you think you did?
Not sure.
You're not sure?
I'm very nervous.
Were you very nervous? It didn't come across, Susan. I actually thought you came across fairly well.
I think I would have played the game exactly like you as well in terms of like, you know, spelling out the word and
yeah.
Like saying the magpie rhyme in your head.
I like that.
Doing that too.
I liked it.
Let's check in and see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wait.
Hey, not bad, Susan. 5 out of 10 is not bad at all. How do you feel?
Not too bad.
Yeah, good. Let's go back on some of the answers that you missed. How many children do David and Victoria Beckham have? You said 3. The answer is 4, being Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz and Harper, 7. How many letters are there in the word circuit? There is actually 7. You said 6.
7, yeah.
How many goals were scored in the Fulham versus Manchester City match last night?
I watched that. It was so exciting.
Yeah, 5-4 to City. So it was 9. You said 2. And the Swan Centre is in which Dublin postal district? The Swan is in Rathmines, which is in Dublin. 6, you said 2. So not bad at all, Susan. I think you played a really, really good game. So fair play. Be
played
proud of
blinder.
Yourself.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day, Susan. Good luck.
Well, I know you were nervous. You did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
Thanks, and I didn't crush either.
No, I'm really proud of you. Thank you for not taking us off air. Have a great day, Susan.
Bye.
You too.
Bye. Talk to you later. Bye.
I like Susan. Me if too. You think you can't curse, or if you think you won't curse and you think that you'd be decent at this game, this is your chance, all right? You've only two chances left for the rest of the week. And if you do top the leaderboard, you will break history.
Yeah.
Break right? You'll break
make.
A world record of the most amount of answers ever given away correct on the Tricky 10 or the fastest time, okay? Mm. If you would like to register to get this fuzzy charge snooty, all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word tricky to 087-711-1038. Their number is 087-711-1038 and the word is just tricky. If you do all that, we'll know you want to register.
Get in touch and hopefully come on and take this on
get
tomorrow.
Get involved!
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Now, every single year, I like to review Christmas sandwiches from businesses around my area, around Dublin, around the greater Dublin area.
Yeah.
I'll always take a picture. I'll always kind of write some notes about it. I'll put it up on my Instagram.
It's probably the most effort you ever put into an Instagram story. You really focus on your text.
I really
do. And like the little kind of magic-y glitter around the
sambo. Oh yeah, I put some effects and everything in there. You know that? You can check it out, by the way. I've put up a memories on my Instagram, which is Mr. David Hammond, if you have any interest in my Christmas sandwiches. I've only reviewed three in the last 3 weeks. I haven't done one this week. But here's my thought process, and I know this is going to sound a bit bizarre as a person who reviews Christmas sandwiches. I think I've realised that I don't like Christmas sandwiches.
Oh, for goodness sake. You taking the mic?
No, I'm actually not.
I noticed the reviews were never positive. Like, it was always kind of a lacking score.
The highest score I've given is a 7.
That's still.
And I remember that it was the very first one, and nothing has beaten it yet. That was from a place in Rathmines. And then I went to the second place up in Dartry, and that was quite bad, and I gave it a 6. And I remember the sandwich. I really regret giving it a 6. And then I went to Black Rock, to this place that like people were talking about, and I gave it a 4.
So tell me, can I just guess, what are the ingredients of a typical Christmas sambo?
Right,
I can guess, obviously, but just walk me through it.
You've got your ham, your turkey, you could have, you know, whatever, you could have some veg
stuffing
in there. Yeah, you get your stuffing.
And do you choose what you want in
no,
there?
No, they're all pre-made. That's the thing. Now, what I love is a Christmas sandwich that comes with turkey, and I haven't comes with gravy, and I haven't had that yet this year.
As in, would they normally give you a little pot to dip?
Little pot, yeah, to dip. In one of the places in Rathmines, the only sauce I've gotten so far is this, like, little kind of, almost like a salad sauce or something. I don't know what it is.
You wouldn't touch it.
I just remember being like, this is grand. It doesn't add anything to the sandwich. Give me gravy. That's the thing. So we started off in Rathmines. Obviously, the sandwich tasted grand. Cheese was a welcome surprise. Stuffing was a bit too herby. And the bread, this is the problem with Christmas, a lot of Christmas sandwiches. The bread is so crispy and too hard that when you bite into it, you're cutting the gums off yourself.
Oh, Dave.
You'd be in bits.
Gums.
And then the sauce that came with it, absolutely pointless. Just pointless, right? Another run around T6 area.
I don't want to know like prices, but these are spenny.
They're about 12 quid. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, about 12 quid a pop, which is quite expensive. The next one I ran to around in Dartry, the bread was soft, which I was like, yeah, fantastic. But there was a lot of negatives, right? There was some like fishy taste. I don't know if something was gone off or what was going on, but it wasn't good. I do feel like I maybe needed to go back here. But the thing that really seems to be getting to me and to losing points is the cranberry sauce. It's too sweet. It's not that nice. Now the thing is, as you said, you can't choose what you want in your Christmas sandwich.
Yeah, like if I was ordering it, I would say and a scratch.
Yeah.
And I mean like a scratch.
Yes, yeah.
Of cranberry
and don't
sauce.
Put it on the bread, put it like in between some stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Go so I have to find it. Do you know what I mean? And the worst thing about it is that, and I know you listening are about to do it. The worst thing about reviewing Christmas sandwiches is everyone thinks their local Christmas sandwich is the best. They think it's absolutely phenomenal. And everyone is texting into my Instagram places that I should go. And they're sending me to places like Westmeath. And I'm not going to go to Westmeath for a Christmas sandwich because I live in Dublin 6. Westmeath is a bit too far away from me.
Understood.
Do you know what I mean? Callum, how many texts have we got in about Christmas sandwiches?
I've got 5 voice notes already.
Do you see what I mean?
Christmas sandwiches. Emma, there is one there on SFX Gen if you want to play that.
Right, okay, let's do that.
Dave, Christmas sandwiches. Go up to the food truck that's outside the main entrance to the square and ask for their Crambo Sambo.
Cool.
It's probably one of the best ones I've come across. definitely worth trying and see how you go with that.
A Cranbo Sambo, so loads of cranberry sauce.
Square
and
tala, is it?
I'd imagine so, yeah.
The Cranbo Sambo, one of the things I literally just said was, I think that the thing that ruins it for me is cranberry sauce. So what makes you think I want the Cranbo Sambo? Just out of interest, what are you not picking up here? I appreciate the text, though.
I have to say, though, in fairness to that food truck, that's a great name.
It is a good name.
Dorky Barnhill Stalls from Sarah, they give a pot of gravy and it's unreal. Do you know what? Very quickly, if you know of a... Just to make him happy, because that's all we're on about this morning.
Well, I want one place. I'm going to go one more place.
With gravy.
With gravy.
And no cranberry. No,
look, it doesn't actually. If cranberry's on, as long as the sandwich is nice, one gravy, and that's how, one place.
Okay.
Give me one place, and the most amount of text for that place I get, I will go.
My God, okay. WhatsApp's after kicking off here. See, my God, the passion people have for this. I've never once in my life had a Christmas sandwich.
Well, I have three places for you not to go, and they're on my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond.
Are you sure you just don't? Maybe you should just go to the chipper.
I know. Yeah.
Just get a burger.
Review chips.
And Socrates smiles on Spin. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? I was just telling you about my Christmas sandwich reviews. If you want to see them, they're on my Instagram at Mr. David Hammond. And I just kind of might have come to the realisation that I don't really like Christmas sandwiches. And I shouldn't really be reviewing them because none of them, the ones that I've tried, are that nice at all. So I said, I have one more chance. You got to tell me where to go. For my one more chance, I'll try one more sandwich, and if it's not decent, then I'm giving up. I'm just going to go and review plain pasta or something.
People are very, very passionate about their local Christmas sambo, as you can imagine. So Dave was saying, majority rules on whatever comes in the most. This in from David.
How are you, Dahi?
How are you?
You'll get gravy and a Christmas sandwich in a place called Carved in Ballsbridge. They make it in front of you, and all freshly made. You can add or take away whatever you want.
Well, there you go.
Now that's interesting.
He'll just have a ham sambo with gravy.
I didn't realise that about Carved.
Okay, that's probably the most popular and common one that's coming in on WhatsApp.
Really?
In terms of what you're looking for,
yeah.
Making your own, the gravy, etc.
Right. I have to say, my favourite message though did come in from Sophie this morning, who has named a place with a Christmas sandwich what she absolutely loves, but then she followed up the message by saying, please don't say this on the radio because the cues are bad enough and it's my hidden gem.
That gives him a mention.
No, don't. For Sophie, don't.
The place is near the end.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. Supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Wrong sort of club, Dave. We're heading to a comedy club.
We are indeed. It's happening on December 10th in the Sugar Club. Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. That's what we're putting on. A big comedy night. All the native Dublin Simon community. Performing on the night is Emma Doran, Michael Fry, Rachel Galvo, Shane Daniel Byrne, and myself and Emma are doing a 5-minute set as well. Now, I have been at the mirror stage of mine. I've done mine. I've done it twice in front of the mirror. I'm getting a bit nervous now as well, but I think I'm set as long as I have my notes and stuff.
And what kind of notes are you going to do?
I just have like bullet points of this joke, this joke, this joke.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of vibe I'm going
actually
for.
Going, myself and Fiona Frawley, Fiona of this very show, are going to go for a coffee after work tomorrow. So I have to have a bit more work done and kind of go through it with her. But look, I'm absolutely terrified. This is not my vibe. This is not my gig. I'm not funny.
I think Emma is funny, but the thing about Emma is that she's going to do some impressions on the night, right? Because famously, they're quite poor.
Yeah, and because the only way I really get a laugh on the show is when I try and do an impression and it's so bad, it gets a laugh. So I'm like, right, okay, if I want a laugh, that's a cheap one. We'll get there, I'm sure.
I love it. So I decided I would ring up my mate, who goes by the name of Al Foran. And he is the king of impressions. And I thought, this man is excellent at everything. You can check out his Instagram for all his live shows and all about what's going on. It's just Al Foran Comedy on Instagram.
He's
so I
brilliant.
Thought I'd rope him in and see what the story is. Can he help Emma Nolan? Good morning, Al.
I'm great, Dave. How are you, pal?
Al, I'm really good. I would like to introduce you to my pal, Emma Nolan, who is doing her very first comedy gig this week at Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs. You're doing a 5-minute set.
Oh, God.
Now, the thing about Emma is, Al, she doesn't think she's funny. I think she's hilarious, but it's very much the throwaway comments for our Emma, isn't it, Emma?
I suppose it is. Al, I'm not funny, and this is my worst nightmare, having to get up on stage and do this next week. I've been mentioning on the show that from the day I took on this job at an interview stage, I said, once you know, I'm not funny. I said, that's grand. We'll get funny people. You don't have to be funny. And I've been like, that's fine.
Grand.
Well and good until someone says, get on stage and be funny for 5 minutes. I'm absolutely terrified. And I'm actually a little bit starstruck that you're on the phone to
But the thing about Emma is, one of the things she will always get a laugh about is when she does her impressions or her accents, because they're phenomenal.
Phenomenally bad.
When I say phenomenal, I mean absolutely woeful. Mm. So just for example, for you, Al, just to have to see what you're working with, almost like a doctor of impressions. Emma, could you do maybe like a Scouse accent there?
We all going to town tonight. You going to wear those? Wait, now. Are you going to wear those heels?
So,
heels?
I'll chime in here.
Go on, Al.
And do Jamie Carragher.
Yes, okay, please. Okay.
Someone, when you're talking like a Scouser, so you've got to say this. So repeat this after me. Scouser.
Scouser.
That was good.
And then we're talking, obviously, he played for Liverpool. So say Liverpool.
Liverpool. Don't
and obviously, he's been avoiding the topic for weeks about Arne Slot.
So if you could say the Liverpool manager's name, Arne Slot, as Jamie Carragher, so...
Arne Slot.
We'll do that again. So we'll just repeat it again. I'll go, right?
Yeah.
Arne Slot.
Arne Slot.
That was very good. She got that was a good teaching there, Arne
Slot.
Arne Slot.
Man, honestly, do you do paid classes? Honestly, I'll come just for the benefit of my career. I'll come to you anytime. Tell me what you charge.
Can we try Joe Pesci?
Yeah, a bit of Joe Pesci. Do you remember from Home Alone? He's the small kind of criminal.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Yeah,
and what would he say?
He's Harry.
He's Harry.
He talks like this. So, hey, kid, don't worry. We're not going to come and get you.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Repeat that sentence.
Okay.
Hey, kid, don't worry. We're not going to come and get you.
Hey, kid, don't worry. We're not going to come and get you.
It's not bad. You just need the American twang.
I just need to not sound like a bloody chipmunk. Hey, kid, don't worry. We're not going to come and get you. Oh,
very good.
Yeah, very good.
Al,
it's embarrassing because Dave, like, you're her friends and all, and now he's gone red because he's embarrassed me. I've actually embarrassed him.
And have you got one?
I think you're doing a great job.
You're taking the mick.
Oh, last one, the Queen of Ireland, Katie Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This is a good one.
Fair play to you. Really looking forward to watching your stand-up comedy set.
I'm gone. Okay, well, I give it a go.
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
Yeah, I am, yeah. Really looking forward to seeing you on your stand-up comedy set.
It's gone back to Marge Simpson.
And the only one I can do is Marge Simpson.
Hey, homie.
Please do Marge Simpson
for
me.
Have a listen to this, Al. Have a listen.
Hey, homie.
Okay, now I lost it.
Hey, homie. I'm really looking forward to seeing your stand-up comedy set next week.
Really good, isn't it?
And I can't wait to watch you too, Marge.
Yeah! Oh my God.
Al Ford, absolute legend. Thank you so much for that. Emma's going to be the next Joanne McNally when she gets on that stage.
I learned more from you in that last whatever many minutes than I did from many teachers in my school. Thank you.
Thank you.
Al, an honour, a pleasure. David Hammond, thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so lucky. I have friends in high places.
Yeah.
Al Ford, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Christmas.
Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Now, this day next week, this studio is going to be, I'd imagine, quite a shaky place of nerves.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to like grand because it's a week out, but on the day, I'm going to be like...
I have so much work to do. We're putting on a huge stand-up comedy night this Christmas. It's all in aid of Dublin Simon community. And if you're in a position to donate a few quid to them, we went out and did their super run the other night. What an amazing charity helping Dublin's homeless. You can donate if you can. If you head to Spin's website, you'll see it there on the homepage.
You will. An incredible lineup of Emma Doran, Michael Fry, Rachel Galvo, Shane Daniel Byrne, plus myself and Emma doing a 5 minute set each. We asked you to send us a laugh emoji or just a laugh or an LOL or a rafflecopter, whatever. it was your decision, no judgment, but you do have to answer the phone doing a certain thing.
Yeah, the only way to get the tickets to this is to win them, because we've gone and sold them out.
Woo! I kind of loved it.
Well, there's a real one after that. Was really fair.
I must say, your real laugh and your fake laugh are very different.
Very different.
You know, if I
Jimmy Carr, that was.
Yeah, a little bit. It was. I love it.
Love it. You could throw in an odd snort as well. That's my favourite kind of laugh. Listen, we don't
do that next time.
You messaged in with initials. Tell us, what is your name, sir?
Josh, sorry.
Josh, congratulations. How are you? You are coming to Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs.
Woo! What a great start to the morning. Thank you.
It. Who are you most looking forward to seeing, Josh?
I've been listening, good lineup. No one specifically, bro.
No one specifically.
There's a lot of choice.
Listen, happy out, Josh. You're happy with everyone. That sounds good to me. It's a fantastic lineup. You are guaranteed to laugh.
Who will you bring along with you?
I have to bring the missus. Brilliant. Yeah, 100%.
Listen, we can't wait to meet you and we can't
She's
wait
about to
see you.
She's about laughing, I don't know.
Very good, I can't wait. Tell her to laugh at all of me and Emma's jokes.
I will. Thank you very much.
We'll see you Wednesday. Cheers.
Good luck, Josh.
Bye,
see you
Josh.
Thank you, boys. Bye.
Let's go! Emma, David, Fiona in the morning. Hello. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm sick. I'm sick of everything. I'm sick of my life at home.
I'm just sick. What's going on with you? Why, are you sick too? Do you have a chest infection? Did
no,
I give it to you?
No, I'm fed up. I'm up to my ears with it, Dave.
Okay.
Up to my eyes with it now at this stage.
Is it the dog again? I guarantee it's the dog.
Not the dog.
Is it the fella?
Yeah, it is actually.
Oh no, what's he doing?
That's the amount of football on in my house. It's driving me demented. Here's a question, Dave, right?
Yeah.
Sure, Man United were playing the other night, weren't they?
Yeah.
I was watching that.
Thank you.
Obviously, because what else do I do when you watch bloody football in the evenings? If Man United weren't playing, like, so they're not playing tonight, are they?
United, no, they're playing tomorrow.
Will you watch football tonight?
I don't know, it depends on who's on, like. So, like, who's playing tonight is...
Forest are playing tonight, my team, so it's Forest v Wolves. I think Leeds play Chelsea tonight.
Oh, God help us, he's a Leeds fan, so it's on again tonight. Okay,
so
brilliant.
I would be a man that would really be, like, I will watch the football if Forest are playing... And that's it. Maybe if there's a big game, maybe if it's
there's
the Manchester
only one game,
derby.
There's only one game on telly, and that's Leeds and Chelsea.
No, the Forest game is as well. They're all on Sky tonight.
Oh, are they? It's the only one that has the TV signal on FotMob.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Basically, it's 7 days a week. How is there so much football on?
It's not 7 days a week.
Well, it feels
like Leeds
are
definitely not playing.
No, but that's my point. It doesn't matter if they're playing or not. He wants to watch everything.
Right.
And do you know what's the most annoying bit? I'm like, oh yeah, what time is that on it? He's like 8:15. And I'm like, oh grand, I have a bit of time with him to say hello.
The thing is...
No. I love the build-up, he says.
Oh no, I do as well. I love watching the pre-match.
He loves the build-up and the analysis.
Absolutely.
And the chatting over and back and the same. Honestly, I'm actually going to start writing down the most common phrases I hear from these pundits. Same crack, different night, different game.
Yeah, I wouldn't really be one for watching the Lido. I like to watch the game and if there's a good game on, I'll always watch it. But I will have my phone with me.
Last night was the Fulham City game, 5-4, 9 goals.
Yeah,
it was entertaining, grand.
I didn't watch that.
See, but I did.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
What do you mean? Just for a second now. What do you mean you didn't watch it? And I sat through about what I felt like 200 minutes
of
football.
If it helps, I regret not watching it because I know Haaland got his 100th goal in the Premier League and 5-4 sounds like an incredible.
Yeah, I did feel sorry for Fulham, I suppose, in the end. And then that's the problem, I get bloody invested. I'm there Googling like the backstory of Fulham, like when's the last time they had success, you know?
Everyone is Googling Fulham cast.
Yeah, I am. What roles have they played before? When did they join the team? Do they have a family? Are they married? You know, are they all right in life? Is everything going well? I'm going to catch these
players. They're fine in life.
Grand. Anyway, it's my life now. I warned.
It is. You may as well look. You either like it or lump it, and he seems like a good enough guy outside this, so you may as well stick around.
Great. Who's tonight? You say Leeds and Chelsea.
Leeds and Chelsea.
And that's
going
to be shouting and roaring because it's actually his team.
It's 8:15 as well, so it's after 10. It'll be over.
Yeah. Oh, for Christ! And what was the thing the other day? Weren't Leeds playing there on Sunday, and then they lose in the last second?
Oh yeah, they got done in.
See, it's the heartbreak. Then you have to pick
against
someone
City,
back
wasn't
up.
It?
You sit through 90 minutes plus the build up, and then you have to lift someone's spirits after a loss. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, and he's lost the last four games. Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Sounds like spin. I need your help actually this morning, if you wouldn't mind. 0877111038.
No worries.
Send
if
over.
Not.
No worries if not. But I'd love your help. I'm looking for renters here this morning. I'm looking for renters to unite. Reason being, obviously, I lived in a rented accommodation with four other people. They're all my mates and all, and we've been living there a while.
You've been over there years now.
Yeah, and there was a couple, there was people there before us and stuff like that. The thing about it is all the stuff is still the same from the people before us. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They might have got all new stuff, but they were living there for like 10 years.
So you don't know what was provided by the landlord and what was left from previous tenants.
So I have had to get on to the landlord about certain things, you know, like, hey, the lawnmower is broken. Mm. I should know about the lawnmower. I can't look after the garden, you know. Mm-hmm. The chimney is off. It's like hinges, so it just rattles nonstop. I had to get on to him about that. I was like, you know what I mean? These are all kind of things that the landlord...
In fairness, should, that would be the landlord's job, the chimney. Yeah,
should look after. Now, recently, the Hoover went. Mm. And we were like, right, what do we do? Maybe it isn't our... Maybe it's not on our landlord to pay for that. So we just went and bought a Hoover.
Jack and I had to do something similar recently because my landlord used to provide a Hoover, but would refuse to buy a new one when it consistently broke, would keep taking it off and trying to fix it.
But that's what my landlord does. What is with that? And landlords, would you just get new ones for God's sake? Stop trying to get it fixed.
Won't spend any money. But the thing about it is, he'd take the Hoover then, it'd be gone for a week, the house would be disgusting, you can't Hoover anything, and then it comes back and it breaks again 4 days later. It's just like, we give up, I give up, and like the Hoover's coming with me whenever I leave.
Exactly, yeah. There you go. Listen, that's my... It's not really about the Hoover today though, because another thing really, really needs seeing to, and that is my microwave.
Oh no, not the microwave.
Like, Emma, what is the only thing I eat for dinner?
Fit foods.
What do you have to do with fit foods?
Microwave them.
Thank you.
So, my God, is that why you're starving?
I'm not starving. Like, I'm still eating them. I'm still using the microwave. It works. But, like, do you know, like, the roof of it, the roof of the microwave is all bubbled.
Oh, that's not good, honey.
From, like, whatever it's painted with. It's like plastic or metal or whatever.
I
mean, it's all
just
bubbled.
Just have a look into the dangers of that. I don't think that's good for
Don't worry. I've ChatGPT it. It's fine, or I'm fine, at least for another couple of years anyway. As in my health, not the microwave. The microwave is definitely on its last legs. There is a hole in the microwave in the roof of it, so you can see the outer box of the microwave. So there's a little bit of metal gone from it. It's definitely not healthy. Yeah. I'll put it that way.
There's nothing worse when it looks kind of dodgy as well.
Yeah, no, my housemate describes it as carcinogenic, which is fair enough. But anyway, no one else uses it. It's only me.
Microwaves are really expensive.
It's only me who uses it. Here's my question. Do we have to go and get a microwave? Or can I ask the landlord to sort this? Because that's not... Surely that's not fair. We've already bought the Hoover. Mm. We're already sorting and fixing the lawnmower ourselves because it was broken for a while and he won't do anything. I'm going to have to go up in the chimney myself to fix that thing. But the microwave, surely I can get onto him. Now, he is a sound landlord, but the housemates are a little bit like, oh no, don't worry, don't bother him.
See, you're in a tricky situation, and probably why you're even more so kind of wondering about this is because you might have more of a responsibility over it if you're the only one who uses
it. Yeah, listen.
Like, the others could be like, we're grand without it, chuck it. Do you know what I mean?
So that's my question to you this morning on 087 711 103. If you could send us a voice note, that would be fantastic. I just need a little bit of back in here, or just honestly information. Is the microwave up to us to sort, or can I get onto the landlord? Will he be like, no, you're lucky you even have a microwave, like, shut up? Or will he be like, no problem, that's totally on me?
Are you taking even more of a risk by reminding him that you exist?
Yeah, also,
you don't really want to remind your landlord that you exist.
This is renting in Dublin. If you've just moved to Dublin, maybe you're on the way back into town from the airport and you've just moved to Dublin. That's the main thing about living in Dublin. You don't want your landlord to remember you exist.
They don't want to remember. All they want to
because
know
do you know what'll happen? They'll sell the house.
Exactly. That's the worrying thing.
Welcome to Dublin. Is the microwave on us to sort, or can I ask the landlord to get that, or will he be like, sort that yourself?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Anna, how are you? What's going on?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. All right, Anna, come on, tell us. Give me some good news here. Do I have to sort the microwave, or is that on the landlord?
Landlord.
Is it? Oh, thank God. Thank God.
It's one of the items that is listed as minimum standards.
Is it?
In the property. Yes.
Wow. Where did you find this information?
Yeah, how do you know that, Anna?
I work in property business.
Do you, Anna? You're my person.
Legend. Yes. Okay, so this is minimum responsibility. So really, he has no right to kick Dave out of the house if he just simply asks for a new microwave. Oh,
he can't do that.
You could legally do
no.
him for
but
that.
He can't be like, no.
That's correct. And also, you can ask the landlords... give the landlord 14 days notice to replace it.
Okay.
So they have to provide the landlord within 14 days.
If the landlord doesn't replace the microwave within 14 days, then you can serve your notice. But obviously, David, you're not going to move out, right?
Of course, no.
So I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay.
But that's an option for tenants who really struggle with landlords who don't want to repair stuff.
That's the problem, isn't it? Because if you say and threaten you're going to leave, they're like, off with you, I'll fill that room in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
brilliant. Anna, is there anything else that landlords should 100% be providing?
What's on the minimum requirement list?
Well, I don't actually remember on top of my head, but it is all the appliances. And Hoover, unfortunately, David, is not included.
It's not included. Okay, that's good to know, Anna. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's so cool. Sorry, I'm just thinking back. We've bought our own kettle. We've bought our own microwave. Yeah. I did not know that. So I'll be saying, can you please take that out of this month's rent, sir? Thanks, Anna.
No, those items are also not included. Oh.
Grand. Okay. Well, the microwave at least. Okay. Thanks, Anna.
Yes.
Have a great day, Anna.
No problem.
Thanks so
you
much.
Too,
good
guys.
Luck.
Bye-bye.
This is great. We're all learning something this morning.
But no kettle and no dishwasher for you. You have to pay for them yourself.
No, I actually said there microwave and kettle. I think she misheard me. So microwave is, kettle is not.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Maybe that's seen as a luxury item.
Interesting. Yeah.
If you want a cup of tea, that's up to you, pal. Kelly was on as well.
I'm in rented accommodation as well, and in my lease, it actually states the furniture that the landlord owns in the property. But if you go on to the RTB's website, it does, or even like Citizens Advice, it does give you a list of items that by law the landlord must provide for you while you're renting their property. There are some things that he doesn't have to provide, but there is quite a long list of things that he does by law have to provide for your property. So even have a look at that, because if Hoover comes underneath that by law that he had to give you a Hoover, well then you should be entitled to the money back off the landlord for the Hoover.
Interesting. Nice.
Thank you. And listen, can I just say, by the way, just not even for my own safety, just genuinely as the truth, my landlord is genuinely really sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want to go to him to ask him to get something if
you don't feel like
I don't have the right to.
So we've gone on citizens information about this. This is a little FYI for all of us renters. So private landlords must provide their tenants with a washing machine. Now, a clothes dryer only if it doesn't have a private garden or yard. Okay, so if you're in an apartment, for example, they need to provide a dryer, apparently.
I didn't know that.
They also need to provide a four-ring hob, a cooker hood, extractor fan, fridge and freezer, microwave oven, got all that. Look, there's more over there, but if you keep going through it, they must provide a sink with hot and cold water, a separate room for the exclusive use of each rented unit with a toilet, wash basin or a fixed bath.
Sorry,
shower.
Say that one more time.
Basically, they need to provide a bathroom.
Oh, right.
In a separate room to the room that you're sleeping in.
Okay.
Permanently
fixed. But loads of people aren't doing that. That surely must only be for like a house or something. But some landlords are like, I seen one there in Smithfield going for it, and it was like a full blown kitchen, and right beside the kitchen is the bed.
No, I know. Shocking. It's really bad. They also said a fixed heating supply in each room. I was always wondering why there was a random, like, fitted heater that you pull a plug on in our bathroom.
Mm.
Like you'd never really use it. Like, it stinks and everything.
I have one of them. I don't have anyone anymore, but in my old place I used to have. I was like, what is that?
So that's obviously because they have to have some kind of a
heater
in your bathroom. I was always like, whoever lived here before was real bougie putting that in. Just get out of the shower, you'll be grand in a minute.
Oh my God, it's just cutting corners. Oh,
and that's what they're all doing. So you, with confidence, go forth and you text your man and you say, man, microwave, 14 days.
Or I'm gone. I'm not actually.
I'm not. Don't give my room to anyone else. Please.
Thank you for your help.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
This week we have exclusive meet and greet with Keane DeCrow for you to win. It's all thanks to 3 Plus Rewards. It's 3's reward program exclusive to customers.
Mm.
You can get tickets to Ireland's best music events, enter incredible competitions and claim amazing discounts and offers.
They do so much in the world of music, 3, don't they?
They do, to be fair. Yeah.
They even put some Irish artists together in the past before to like work together and to do kind of like collaborations and stuff. Some of them have been songs I've really loved over the years. We do have a €100 Ticketmaster voucher to give away every single day this week. We want to get you to a gig of your choice at 3 Arena or 3 Olympia. And then also, if you win that today, you'll go in the draw on Friday to win yourself an exclusive Keane DeCrow meet and greet.
So just for coming on straight up, you get that €100 Ticketmaster voucher. Or well, I suppose you got to win the game.
It's a small little game to play, but very straightforward stuff. And it's Aoife to give it a lash this morning. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just on the way to work.
What do you do, Aoife?
I'm a community nurse.
A community nurse, fair play to you. €100 Ticketmaster voucher could potentially be yours. What would you be spending it on? Any gigs coming up that you want to go to?
Oh, plenty. I think there's a Tame Impala and things like that.
Oh, cool. Amazing. That sounds pretty good. Are they in 3 Arena or 3 Olympia?
And they're in the Tree Arena.
Amazing.
Very good. Listen, we have that voucher to go and also want to get you in the draw for the Keane to Crow meet and greet.
But first, you need to play a game.
Yes, you do. This is pretty straightforward, I think, for you, Aoife. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock and we're going to give you three topics. If you're able to name three things in each of those topics, you'll win the Ticketmaster voucher and you'll go into the draw for the Keane to Crow meet and greet. Don't be freaked out by this. It's pretty easy. It so is. 30 seconds are going on the clock, okay?
Are you a fan of Keane to Crow, Aoife?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, it'd be pretty cool to meet him. He's a very, very nice guy and has more ADHD than I do. But he's very, very cool, very, very sound. So if you do, congratulations. But you will win that 100 euro Ticketmaster voucher if you complete this game. 30 seconds on the clock. As we said, are you ready to go?
Okay.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Name three colours.
Red, white, orange.
Amazing. Name three breakfast items.
Rashers, bacon, sausages and eggs.
Yeah. Lovely. And name three rooms in the house.
The bathroom, bedroom and lounge.
And name four theorems in maths.
You're all good, Gab. Well done.
Nice one, Aoife. Congratulations.
I liked as well. You kind of knew, I've got a bit of time on my side here. I'm going to think about my answers. You know?
She's like, rashers, bacon. Actually, no, I've already said rashers.
Yeah, I won't say beans. Maybe I'll say eggs.
Aoife, we respect it. So yeah. Well done. You have won.
You kind of walked through your house as well with your room answer. Maybe the bedroom, bathroom.
100 euro Ticketmaster voucher, all yours, Aoife, and you are in that draw to meet Keane to Crow.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a great day, Aoife.
Happy Christmas.
It's my first one. It's my first one of the year. Thanks,
Aoife.
Great stuff. Thanks very much.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And if we don't see you, have a happy new year.
Is that where we're at now?
I don't think so. When is it? The third?
When's the kind of... the date that people put up their Christmas tree is the 8th, isn't it?
But apparently, I was talking to my housemate about this yesterday. I thought that the 8th was country Christmas. So I thought that's when all the country people came to Dublin to do the thing. I thought that's what they got the day off for in school. I didn't realise, no, it was just like a religious day or something like that.
I don't remember
getting that off. Anyway, I'd be kind of annoyed if
that's
nice.
It felt good to get our first happy Christmas, but I wouldn't mind if I didn't hear it again for a week or two.
Okay, yeah, but you're the Grinch, though, in fairness.
7, 14, 21, 22. Yeah, like, that'd be the 24th. That would do me, my first happy Christmas on Christmas Eve.
If I don't see you.